Okay, Rabbi Say. So we're soon going to finish this packet, Bez Hashem, and we'll start Chazara. And then after Chazara, so I'll be giving out, for those that are new in the Shir, Chazara means I give out these Chazara packets. Means there's a bunch of questions, and we go through every question together, and we review. And then when we finish them all, we give out, we have a bechina with Yechavrusa, you know. And it's, everything is laid back, so it's not something you have to, you know, get all nervous about or anything like that. It's just a vehicle of aiding for you to do Chazara. That's all we want. It's not like, you know, it's not like the MCATs or anything like that. Okay. So take a look. Let's take a look on page 22. Your Day Hilchos Sefer Torah. So, in Siman Reish Pei, on page 22, the Chabad says, Sefer Torah Shenikra Bo Yiriya. So, say you have a Sefer Torah that got torn. So, the Tov Bei Shnei Shitos, they got torn into two lines, from the top two lines down. So Yitbor. So you can sew it up. No. No, through, there's a motion that says through the side. But if it's three, B'tov Gimel, Lo Yitkor. And the Taz says in Beis, Hatam D'Mignaya B'Kach. In other words, the Sefer Torah doesn't look nice. It's a gnus, it's a gnai. We have a big rip. And so far down, three rows down, so then you shouldn't sew it up. Then you have to remove it and get a new piece of parchment. As opposed to just sewing up the old piece of parchment. So then, so that's the topic here of the Sefer Torah that gets ripped. Sefer Torah that's get ripped. But then the question that we're going to raise is, what about using patches? In fact, you just use a patch and patch it up, and what would be the story of that? So, if you look at the Ramah, he says, in Ramah, on page 23, Yesh Obim Shenogim Utafim B'meshi, Mechei Nogim Heino Avoha Ikim Utafim B'gidim, B'mefshar, Yesh Obim Dumudim Dabik Al Klaph, B'machutz. But some say you could take a piece of cloth, like a patch, and glue it on. Chosmon Shenogim would, in other words, if it's, instead of sewing, just take a piece of cloth and glue it on from the back, instead of sewing. So this way, you'll rectify the tear by taking a piece of parchment, like a patch of parchment, and gluing it on from the back. But if it's three lines, then you're not allowed to sew three lines, and you can't do the patch either. So if you can do the patch, close them on, you can do the sewing. And then he writes here, the Rambah, V'chein im nechsa dover kosim ala klaf ha-dovok. If something's missing, say you missed a, you skipped a line, the sofer skipped a line, so then you can take a patch and write on the patch.
Line.
No, you, in other words,
cover, it's like whiting out the patch.
Right.
And then you write on top of the patch.
Yeah, it's like whiting out, but you're not whiting out because you can't erase.
Giving
cloth over the cloth. So look at the Rabbi Kivager, page 23. Medivin gana melech l'bal gilas v'radim v'word v'svir leid v'michtav ala tlai v'chachat zikrech ha-tlai sev'tor ala achashen v'michtav ala dibuk tlai nisparek ha-dibuk enu mo'o l'adab koshenis. In other words, how are you supposed to do it? You first glue it on and then write on the patch? What if you wrote on the patch and then you glued it on? So he says, this will be a problem of Tasav Lomanos. In other words, if you write it on the, if you glue it on first, and then you write on the patch, that's good. But if you say you write on Pasuk, the line that's missing, you write it on the patch, and then you glue it on, so then the shas that you did, the maisa ksiva, it was not, it was a meaningless thing. The ksiva wasn't in the Sefer Torah. The ksiva was on just a patch. And then it became part of the Sefer Torah afterwards by gluing it on. So it became, so the ksiva became meaningful lemafreya. But there was no asiya. There wasn't asiya behekshir on the words of the Sefer Torah. So he says, that would be Tassim Lomanosu, that would be possible. Or, if you put the patch on first, and then you wrote, and then the patch got loose, so it came off, and now you want to repatch it. So he says, also no good. He says, B'vur d'svir le'edim nichtav al ha'tlai v'chach ha'dibek ha'tlai l'Sefer Torah, olach ha'sher nichtav al ha'dibuk, Atlai the spark of the book. Einam goy l'dav kol sheinis. Davin gavisiv tor tasav lo menosoi. And then he says, "May haytay mekos of shom the ein licht of shame as korab mikza." In other words, say you have something with the shame Hashem. So can you write half the shame Hashem on the patch and half the shame Hashem on the original? So he says, "No." Because maybe the patch will dismember, will come off, and then you'll have a yud hey say or something like that on the patch, and then you're not going to be able to put it back on, and then you're going to have to just put it in shamus. They think that's not good. But you say, oh, so Harav here is saying, Shimon Nairon is saying that maybe according to Lavush, that since the Tchila Sasiya is good, then it should be okay. So who speaks about this? So you got to look on page 25. This is the Sefer called what? Das Kedoshim. This is one of the Chachim of Svarim. If you learn Hilchas Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, you have to use the Das Kedoshim. Who wrote the Das Kedoshim? Who wrote it?
The Bechacher.
The Bechacher. What else did the Bechacha write?
Oh, yeah.
What? That's the Bechacha. This is the Bechacha. What's the famous thing that the Bechacha wrote? The famous thing he wrote in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote a commentary called Eishel Avraham. Not to be confused with what? With the Eishel Avraham of the Prima Gadim. This is another Eishel Avraham. Usually the Eishel Avraham of the Prima Gadim has the Eishel Avraham on one side and the Bishop Tzolzov on the other side. Because the Eishel Avraham is a Perish on the Mogen Avraham and the Bishop Tzolzov is a Perish on the Taz. But then if there's an Eishel Avraham alone, usually we'll say that's the Buchach. What was his last name? What was his last name? Who went to Hank? Anyone went to Hank? No one went to Hank? Who? Oh, Jordan, of course. Jordan, Shalita, of course. No. Rabbi Warman. Famous Rabbi Warman from Hank. Rabbal Chaber's farm, Shemus Yosef. Many volumes. So his name was Warman. So the Bechacha. So Rabbi Warman was a descendant of the Bechacha. His name was Warman. On the bottom of the Bechacha Sefer, he has two commentaries: the Mikdash Ma'at and the Gedulei Hektesh by Uri Five Halevi. So in the Mikdash Ma'at, in the Gedulei Hektesh on the bottom, he has a Ha'ara, which is Rav Shimon Nairin is Mechavir to. So let's see what he says. Noso HaKosim Sefer Emes Liyakov, Hashem Gan HaMelech, V'nichtav Teva Atzlai, V'nifrad Da Eru Kosher Lachzol Adbika Kein. Right? He says what we saw in the Rebbe Kiveger. He's quoting the same source, the Gan HaMelech. The Gan HaMelech was from where? He was the rabbi where? Egypt. Oh, very good. Ah. You know, Chazan knows the Egyptian rabbis. So he says if the tlai, the patch, gets loose, so then you can't put it back on because it'll be tasav lo menasi. Just like if the tzitzis, if the corner of the tzitzis got disjointed from the begin, you can't just sew it back on. Because then the tzitzis is tied on, the tzitzis has to be tied on a beggar that has quarters. But if say I would cut off this whole part of the beggar, so that I have a quarter with tzitzis hanging, so I can't just sew it back on. That's tasav lomenasi, because so I would have to sew it back on, but then I'd have to undo all the tzitzis and retie them again. So the same thing over here. If it was written behechsher, meaning that you first tied it on, you glued it on, and then it got disjointed, so you can't just glue it back on. That's the Rebbe Kiveger. So he has the kasha. The kasha. The gan hasim shachazu v'chimro lozu begin latzim achshirin. Kevin shemitchila nasu begin zeh. Hanan v'chaver atzloy lozu. Sefer Torah, Shanasa Bobitchila. So he says, Yeah, so he's asking Shimon's kasha. It shouldn't be okay, because don't we have a yisod that if it was betchila was good, then it's okay. And then he asks, furthermore, who says this tassav woman also may say for Torah? It doesn't say lashon asiya. Right. But when all of the chadish b'dini say for Torah tassav woman also. Oh, one second. Ve'en lomo me'atzmeinu misukah v'tzitzis. Because you need a special pasuk. So who says? I understand tzitzis. It says also lem tzitzis. Who says the whole thing applies? His first kasha was that it should be okay anyway, because just like the Magen Avraham says, if the tzitzis were kosher meikara, and then you tie them together, and then it get untied, so it's not tassav woman also, because tchilas asiyoso was the hechsher. So that's what he's saying here. So that was your question. Unless you say that that's Maguf Hadover here. Yeah, the Magen Avraham did. Maybe we'll push not. Okay, then take a quick look at the Chazon Ish on page 26. So the Chazon Ish writes, "Chibur Devek, the Mahani from the Alma Yochoshev, say the welcome to the Mahani Tfiyu, the Mahani Devek." So Devek helps. He says, "Why the cause of next tosis and sota to beget lo Mahani Dibuk? Beget you can't do Devek, but you can't say you made a mistake in the get. You want to take a patch and glue it on, so that you can't do." Because by get it says sefer krisus, so we darshan the gemara sefer echad, not base far. So by get is a special. So he says, "Tavish re tofik beis dabe beis olus." Avogav shein is a sefer echad. Hilchach Ani devakach b'mokum she'in tofrim. See, by Sefer Torah, it works. By get a special drasha that we darshan, Sefer Echad. Get out of yourself a couple of your day, so some sugar, remember, no man, it's fear. And then there's a question, does these things help by mezuzah, not by mezuzah, but this is part of that same discussion about Hasim Lomanasoi. And the Karim Ladovid on page 19 also discusses this. And he talks about another case. What if you need a shin on your shalrosh? So what if you have a shin in a piece of parchment and then you glue that on the bais? Instead of making it the normal way, of making it through the bais itself, you glued and you superimposed on the vice. So some are saying it may be sensible, but also so he says, well, if you want to say tassable but also, so maybe you have to make sure that you already made the four compartments in the inside, or else maybe it'll be tassim al masoi. So that's his discussion. But that's part of the discussion we've had before about the yud and the shin, etc. Okay, so this is another application to Tassim Lomanosoi, is this case of the Gan HaMelech of making sure that you put the patch on before. And if you put it on first, then it's certainly not good. And then there's a discussion, what if you put it on, and you wrote, and then it came off, can you redo it? Is that Tassim Lomanosoi or not? So that's what the discussion here in the post. But this is all assuming there's a din of Tassim Lomanosoi by Sefer Torah, which is questionable, because there's no Lashon Asir. Unless, like someone said here, it says, maybe since it says... Kisu lachem, so that means that you need a ksiva lahedya, not a ksiva lafrey. So if you're going to write it on the patch, that's not a ksiva Torah, that's the patch. Then when you put it in the Torah, when you're writing from the lafreya, then maybe that's a kisara, that's kisu lachem. That's a shira azos. So maybe that would answer up that question. So that's the discussion in the Gan HaMelech that Rabbi Akiva Eger brought. So Rabbi Osei, we started with Sukkah, and we went from Sukkah to Mezuzah, right? All those things about Talidashi Bereisha, and then from there we went to Tefillin, and from Tefillin to Sefer Torah, the Tzitzis. So now we're back home. Back to Sukkah. Okay? Okay. So, Rav Ozai, what I'd like to do tomorrow is I'd like to, as Hashem, hand out the Chazara questions, and we can start doing Chazara. That'll be, and you'll see, after the Chazara, you'll feel good that you maybe make a kinyan on all that. We started already, I mean, we did like 3 weeks or so in Elul. And I'm back, it's a lot, and that, as Hashem, we have a lot of interesting studies coming up. Every year I always, whenever they put the sukkah up in the sidewalk, I always, were looking for that Indian, the sukkah Rishus Rabbi, and they did the sukkah Rishus Rabbi for Tosol. So, or that's a question whether it's Rav Shefa pointed out, he has to make the discussion as Rav Shefa pointed out, but the Machlok is what is the Shiloh Gezel. Yeah, so we'll
the Chora, even if it's okay, it's not a kilo.
You get a permit,
not everyone gets a permit. There's so many people that put so much stuff on the sidewalk. I can't even tell you how many. Certain neighborhoods, and here also, they have it on the sidewalk. So what about that Indian? Other Indian, and what about Indian? So Bezer Shem, tomorrow we're going to start the Hazara.
What can I draw on hold that?
If it was a Dover, that the Guf HaDover was... If the Guf HaDover was this tall, then you can't rely on the...